Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Now we're going to dive into the halachas of Avodah Zarah. So Zakta Mishnah Vav, Oyver Avodah Zarah, if someone worships Avodah Zarah in any of the following ways, he's going to be Chayav Misa with Skila. How? Echad Oyver, whether you serve it in the normal way that it's meant to be served. So for example, if an idol is worshipped by throwing stones at it or by passing a child through fire, that way of serving it, if you do that to the idol, you're going to be chayev misa. Echad azaveach, you slaughter an animal for it. Echad makater, you burn incense, or you burn the carbon. Echad manasech, you do a pouring. Usually was done with wine. Of echad mishtachave, you bow down. Echad makablo, your love or you accept it as your god, or you accept it as your god. In other words, you declare that this is your god. Or someone says to it, "You are my god," so he accepts it upon himself in its presence. So in any of these cases, a person does that, he's going to be chayiv skila. Aval hamagapef, somebody who hugs it, v'amnashik, or kisses the idol, v'amachabit, or honors it, sweeps in front of it, v'hamarabits, or sprinkles in front of it, v'amarchits, or washes it, v'asach, anoints it, hamalbish, clothes it, v'amanil, or puts shoes on it, oive b'loisasei, so it's wrong, you're oive n'aveira, but you're not chayiv misa, hanoider b'shmoi, somebody who makes a neder in the name of the idol, v'amakayim b'shmoi, or someone who keeps a neder that was made, in the presence of an idol, and he keeps it. Oive b'loisa, say again, it's wrong. You're oive n'aveira, but you're not going to be chayev misa. Hapoyer atzmei leval par. If somebody defecates, he goes to the bathroom in front of the idol called bal par. Zohi avidasa. This is the way of serving it. So the Mishnah is teaching you that, it's giving you an example of a way of serving an idol, that even though normally this would not be considered a kibud to an idol, but since the way of serving Baal Par was in this way, then you're going to be either and you're going to be chayv misa. Now the chiddush here is that even if you did it, but you did it and you meant it as a disgrace, so you intended to disgrace the idol, but since this is the way that the idol is served, it's still going to be considered as if you're oive the avodah. However, not all the Rishonim agree with this pshat. Some, such as the Rav and the Rambam, hold that if you meant to disgrace the Avodah Zarah, then you'll be over allowed, but you won't be chayev misa. Hazarik Evan the Markulis. Similarly, there was another idol called Markulis, which you would throw a stone at it, and someone threw a stone, Zui Avodah, that's the way of serving it. Again, we come to the same Achlekes Rishonim, which is that if somebody meant to throw a stone to disgrace the idol, are you oiver it, even though that's the normal way of serving it? Again, the same Achlekes. Sorry. Zok Mishnah Zayin, Anoisi Mizar LeMoylech. So here we come to the Avodah Zarah known as Moylech, and the way that the Avodah Zarah was served was that there was a fire, and a person would give over his child to the priest, and then the priest would pass the child through the fire. And this could have been repeated multiple times, and the child could be burnt, the child could ultimately die. So, Zokta Mishnah, Noisi Mizar LeMoylech. If somebody gives over his child to Moylech, to the Avodah Zarah Moylech, Enochayv, he's not going to be Chayv Skila, until he does two things. Sheyimser LeMoylech, he gives over his child to the priest, V'yavar Be'esh, and the priest passes the child through the fire. So you have to be over the two steps, both, in order to be Chayv Misa. If you do only one step, it's obviously an avera, but there's no misa. Masa lemoylech v'lemo hever ba'esh. If you gave over to the priest of moylech, but the priest didn't pass him through the fire, or hever ba'esh, the priest passed the child through the fire, but v'lemo masa lemoylech, you didn't hand over your child to the priest. Ein achayev. The Mishnah just sums it up. You're not going to be chayev at sheyim salam moylech v'hever ba'esh. You have to do the two-step process in order to be chayev misa. Baal oiv, somebody who practices oiv. Oiv was again a way of communicating with the dead. So the Mishnah explains how it works. What happened is you had a necromancer, someone who spoke with the dead, and he would somehow communicate. He would conjure up the spirit of the dead, and they would take place under his armpit. That's how the idol was. That's how oiv was performed. The yidoini, and yidoini is again another way of communicating with the dead. But this way, it was done through the mouth. They would take a bone from a certain animal that was called the yidua, or Rashi says a bird, and you put the bone of this animal near your mouth, and somehow you were able to conjure up the spirit, and the voice of the spirit came out through the bone, through your mouth. So zemadav piv, I guess that's the way that you oiva yadoini in order to be chayv misa. Re'elu b'skila, and again, the misa that you would get is skila, and the Torah spells this out very clearly that skila is the punishment. V'anishol behem ba'azhara, someone who goes over to the oiva yadoini, in other words, he wants to communicate, so he goes to the oiva yadoini and requests their services, he is only oiva and azhara, a lav, he is not actually chayev misa.